now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States, the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
I don't even know if I can do this again. I have been trying to record this for like two or three different times. And each time it keeps messing up. But I need to record this. This has to be spoken out loud. I need to say a few things to different people. This has to be done. First of all, I want to come back and do more of these Dollcasts. I need to. I kind of miss it. It was fun. You know, it's been close to a year. And every day almost, I think, man, that was so fun and I want to do it again. And why haven't I done it some more? Well, I don't know why I haven't done it some more. Well, I know some reasons, which I'll get into, but oh my gosh, it's been such a long time. Okay, let me give my first reason for coming back and wanting to do another Dollcast series, which I think I have to call the other Dollcast series the first series and this the second series. I'm not going to change the music, the intro, outro. I don't want to waste time like that. I'm just going to say, hey, that was the first series. Here's the second series. It all sounds the same. Get over it. If you don't like it, don't listen. Who cares? Right? Okay. First of all, I love a new website I discovered not too long ago. Well, I guess about 5-6 months ago, called onemorecastle.com. Now, they do write-ups, they do little, what do you call them, like comic strips, like small one-pane comic strips, and all that's all good, but my favorite part that they do is that they actually have a podcast that they do. It's once a week, they call it One More Podcastle, which is cool, but I like listening to these guys. Right now I'm trying to catch up on their old episodes. I came in, they're on episode 29, I think, right now, about to hit 30. And I think I came in on like 25 or 26, something like that. But I love listening to them. And I started thinking about it. I was like, man, now it was getting me hyped up. I was like, oh. It was like when I used to talk to Kevin Hanley on AIM, and he'd say, hey, tap, 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 like this, type, 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 I've been programming this, and I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. Oh, man, that's getting me hyped up, Kevin. You know, like, everything he would say would get me hyped up to program. Well, me listening to One More Castle, One More Podcastle, whatever you want to say, has been getting me hyped up again to want to do the Dollcast. So I'm pretty excited. And I think I'm going to take another crack at it, do it some more. I think the very last Dollcast I did was probably the best one, almost. In terms of variety, I think it was the best. And I think after this one, after this episode of the Dollcast, I will follow the exact same format of that one. But this one has to be different. This Dollcast has to be different. I have to, first of all, do what I just did. Give a shout out to onemorecastle.com and thank them for getting me motivated, because what they do is awesome. You need to go listen to their podcast. It's fun. They have a fun podcast. That's first of all. Second of all, the podcast that I do, the Dogcast, always has to do with programming the NES. You know, keeping me motivated. Not getting me motivated, but keeping me motivated. It makes me want to keep going and not lose, not miss out on what I could pull off or whatever. It makes me want to perform better in terms of programming. And so that's the second. That is the second thing. First, one more castle. Second, wanting to program again. And the third has to do with my great friends at NintendoAge.com. And it's, in terms of them, it has nothing to do with me wanting to record more of this. But I want to say out loud things that I've said to them on the forum. I want to put it on my website. I love these people. NintendoAge.com, man. And I'll try and go from the beginning of how my family strife was happening and explain how this website, these people of this website, helped my family and myself. See, this is the hard thing. Where do we begin? I mean, I joined NintendoAge.com years ago. I don't know, maybe 2006, maybe. 2006, maybe early 2007. I don't remember. But, you know, I joined this website because the main admin there at the time was posting on NESworld.com. His name was Dane. He said, "Hey, I'm making a new website, blah, 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 and look what I'm going to do, blah, blah, blah." And I didn't really pay attention until he actually made the website. And it was finished, and I went over there and said, "Wow, you have a database. It's all cool." And I joined it. And I kept posting and talking to everybody, having fun, playing games. And after all these years, you know, I haven't been the perfect steady member. I'm not one of these people who posts so much to where you go, "Good Lord, Roth, will you please stop posting?" You know, I post just enough, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know how to explain it. I've never been the perfect, quote-unquote, member. And then Nintendo Age started having gatherings. Like, "Hey, we're going to get together here in Tennessee. We're going to have the Nintendo Age Expo." I told my wife, I said, "Misty, we got to go. I want to meet these people. I want to meet them because they're so nice." And so we did it. And then after that, the next year and the next year and the next year, 3 or 4 years in a row, P. Surge at the forums had a, what do you call it, a camp out, a Nintendo Age camp out. He only has like an acre of land, but he would have tents set up, and or a big tent set up, maybe two, and then everybody else would bring a small tent, and we'd all come, and we'd sleep in our tents, and we'd play Nintendo games in the big tent, and just a big party, and it was awesome. And we've gotten really close. I've gotten really close to these people at NintendoAge.com. They're really great people. And so, as it turns out, sometime last year around, I don't know when it actually started. I can't pinpoint it. It was like April or May of last year. Maybe June. I don't know. my wife keeps track of the bills and tries to keep up with them all. We started losing the house we've been buying. And it was like, it just became this big deal, like almost overnight. Because we had been trying to keep our payments up. But she had had Liam early. And that was like over a couple years ago. She had Liam early. And her job didn't give her, not severance. What's the word? You know, when you're pregnant, maternity leave. They didn't give her maternity leave because they didn't offer that. And we struggled to keep up after she had Liam. And then we ended up having Gavin. And then we were way behind after that. And we tried our best to keep up with the bill on the house. But we couldn't do it, obviously. But we tried. And they eventually said, hey, it's about to be time. They said they were going to take the house. And we're sitting here paying on, trying to pay on it. And they wouldn't take our payment for the last few months. Because they said that we had to go through another channel of payment. I don't even know how to say it. Like, I can't explain it. I don't understand how banks work. And, but they wouldn't take our payment. And we had to fill out some paperwork, and they had to send it to us. And when they sent it to us, we started filling it out. And I think we lost it somehow or something. I don't remember how it ended up working out. But we didn't end up being able to pay them. And how did it happen? I think somehow somebody on Nintendo Age found out we were losing the house, or maybe I posted it. Man, see, I don't even remember. But somehow somebody on Nintendo Age found out that we were about to lose the house. And some dude that goes by the name Berger, who is the exact political opposite of me, but we're great friends. We leave politics aside. But he said he messaged somebody else, I think it was Paul, and said, hey, what are we going to do about this? Like, talking about what I said on the forum, he private messaged my friend Paul, my friend Berger, private messaged my friend Paul, and said, what are we going to do about Rob losing his house? Okay? And that's all I know about the beginning of it. That's all I know. And I knew nothing of that. Knew nothing. And so I'm sitting at home, and actually, somebody messaged me at some point and said, hey, we're going to be going to Indianapolis to the Midwest Gaming Meetup for Nintendo Age in Indianapolis, you know. And I was like, oh, cool. And they said, can we stop by, you know, rest up or have a beer or whatever? I was like, yeah, come on by. It was Extreme Gamer. That was his name. Matt, Extreme Gamer. And I was like, yeah, come on by. Hang out. And he came by, and he was riding with a Smeagol. Guy goes by the name Smeagol, like Lord of the Rings. They came by, and we hung out. We hung out for a while. They were waiting for a guy that goes by the name Jobber. And they were like, we're going to wait for him before we take off. And so we're sitting there hanging out, shooting the shit, you know. I have to work that night. But it was like noonish or two-ish or something. And so we're hanging out, shooting the shit. And eventually I had to take a piss. I said, hey, I got to take a piss, guys. I'll be right back. And I went to the bathroom. And I came back out, and they were coming back in from outside. And I was like, I don't know what they're doing, but okay. And when they, I think it was Matt. I think it was the Extreme Gamer dude. I think he all of a sudden swung around, and he had a 12-pack of PBR in his hand. And I was like, whoa. He said, hey, there you go, man. And I was like, whoa, what are you doing? PBR, you know, PBR is my beer. Like, that is all my friends on Nintendo Age, all my friends in real life. Real life, you know. All my friends here in Danville, not real life. See how easy it is to get, try and not differentiate between real life and the internet. Because it's still real life. Anyway, that's another topic. Anyway, he's like, here's some PBR. And I was like, whoa. And everybody knows I love PBR. That's it's actually a Nintendo Age campout pastime now. And I was like, wow, cool. And when he came in with it, and I was walking into the kitchen with him with it, he said, by the way, this is from everybody at Nintendo Age. You know, like, hey, this is from everybody. And I went, okay. And at the time, I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it at all. I was just like, that's weird. You know, like, seriously, automatically in my mind, I thought, what do you mean from everybody? You know, it's a 12-pack. So it was weird. And then he repeated himself. He said, this is from everybody, just so you know. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, just like, okay. And I said, but I got to put it in the fridge. I can't drink right now because I got to work tonight. So I can't have beer. So I took it and I put it in the fridge. No one said anything to me. No one said anything to me. And I went back in the living room. Actually, one of them mentioned a CDI game that they were looking for, a Philips CDI game. And I mentioned that I might have it. I can't remember which one it was right now. But it was a really cool one because once I went and found my CDI stack of games, it had this cool manual and everything to it. But I was like, oh, yeah, I have it. Here it is. Here it is. And he was like, oh, man, I'll give you $10 for it. And I was like, man, I don't know, $10? You know, maybe 20 or something. I can't remember what I ended up selling it for. But he gave me some money for it. And I literally said, I remember saying, man, this is awesome. You know, I'm not even working right now. My wife's going to come home, and I'm going to be $10, $20 richer, you know, towards trying to save the house. I was excited. I was happy about that. And, you know, he was like, cool, you know. And they eventually said, well, we got to get on. We got to go to Indianapolis. We got to get on our way. Pardon me while I take a drink, PBR. And I said, okay, cool, man. Thanks for coming by. You guys are welcome anytime. You know, come on by. They're like, cool. We'll do that. Et cetera, et cetera. And so they took off. About 5 minutes later, I get a phone call. And I look at the caller ID, and it was the same phone that Matt had called from earlier, you know, checking for directions on exactly how to get there. And I was like, oh, shit, it's Extreme Gamer. And I answered it. I was like, hey, what's up? And he said, hey, man, we're just taking off. You know, it sounded like, if I remember right, he beat around the bush a little bit for a minute. And he said, hey, why don't you go open that PBR? And I remember when he said that, I was like, I remember thinking to myself, what, is this guy trying to peer pressure me into drinking a beer before I go to work? I thought that, literally thought that in my head. And I said, well, man, I can't drink, you know, I have to go to work tonight. He said, over the phone, he said, go ahead and crack it open. Just go ahead. And I went, okay, man. And I actually said, okay. And I went to the fridge to, I was going to, you know, lift up the cardboard, the glued down cardboard, so he could hear it. Just to make him be like, okay, he opened the PBR. And so I opened it, and when I opened it, that very top, if you lay down a 12-pack on its side, and you grab it with your thumbs and split it open, you know what I mean? Well, if you lay it on its width side instead of its long side, you know, you have to lift up on the cardboard to open that top part. That's what I did. I lifted that part open. And when I lifted it, I looked in, I was like, what the hell? And I grabbed out a beer because it had something wrapped on it. It was green. And I pulled it out, and it was a PBR with a $100 bill taped on it. And I remember saying something to him like, dude, why'd you give this to me? I don't need this. I don't want to take your $100 bill. You know, I can't do this. He's like, that's, dude, don't worry about it. Just, you know, said something like that. And then I looked inside again, and there is another beer with a $100 bill taped around it. And I was like, what the hell? And I grabbed that beer, and it did have a $100 bill taped around it. And then the other beers fell forward, and each one of them had a $100 bill taped around them. Each one I pulled out, there was another $100 bill. And I was like, what the, whoa. What are you doing? What's going on? And he was like, that's from everybody. And then I understood what he meant by this is from everybody. Everybody was trying to save my house for us. For my family and me. And that's amazing. And there was $1,200 in this 12-pack. And I've never had friends that great. That would try and save my family and me a roof over our head. So I will love these people forever. Forever. Nothing will ever change it. And I'm damn happy to know these people and privileged to know these people. Privileged. Gosh. Okay. Well, I'm gonna end this. This is the first time I'll get back to you guys another podcast later, but I just wanted to give proper shout outs to the people who helped save my family. Later.